السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to Sahaba Profiles. We commence with the profile of Abu Dharr Ghifari رضي الله عنه. His real name was Jundub ibn Junada. There's a famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with reference to Abu Dharr, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما أقلت الغبراء ولا أذلت الخضراء من رجل أصدق من أبي ذر. The earth never carried above it, nor did the sky ever shade under it, a more truthful tongue than that of Abu Dharr. He was known to be a very forthright, a very frank, and a brutally honest person. What is his life story? He came from the tribe of Ghifar. The Quraysh, those who used to reside in Makkah from the Quraysh tribe, they used to pass by his tribe en route to Syria when they were doing business. The Ghifar tribe used to benefit somewhat from the passing trade of the Quraysh. And at times, if they felt like it, they would just rob the Quraysh, highway robbery, as we would refer to it. And this tribe, the tribe of Ghifar, became infamous for highway robbery and for giving a hard time to those who would utilize that particular route to go and do trade in Syria. Nonetheless, Abu Dharr was a member of the Ghifar tribe. He was known for his extreme courage, for his boldness, for his openness, for his willingness to openly declare and to say things in public and to fearlessly express his opinion. However, there was one thing in the life of Abu Dharr radiallahu anh that distinguished him from his fellow tribesmen. While his tribesmen were all involved in the worship of idols, he abhorred the worship of idols from the very early part of his life. Deep down, it didn't gel with him. It didn't sit with him. He realized that this is not right. This is not correct. This is not on. Worshipping of something that cannot benefit us, cannot harm us, worshipping of stone that we have carved with our own hands. And hence Abu Dharr was always very restless. He was always looking to see, where can I find the truth? Who will come to me with the truth? This doesn't make sense to me. And one day he heard about a man who had proclaimed that he was the messenger of Allah in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So Abu Dharr called his brother Anis. And he said that, intaliq ila Makkah, I want you to go to Makkah and to find out who is this man. He claims to be the messenger of Allah, and he claims to know the he claims to know what is the truth, and he proclaims that he has come with the true deen. Go and find out. So his brother Anis went, and he came back and said, لقد رأيت والله رجلا يدعو إلى مكارم الأخلاق ويقول كلاما ما هو بالشعر. So he came and he said, oh Abu Dharr, I've seen a man who calls towards exemplary character. And I see a man who utters beautiful speech, but his speech is not poetry. So Abu Dharr was an intelligent person. He said, وَمَاذَا يَقُولُ النَّاسُ فِيهِ? What do people in Makkah have to say about him? So his brother Anis responded and said, the people call him a sahir, they call him a kahin, they call him a sha'ir, they call him a sorcerer, a magician, a poet, and a whole lot of things. Abu Dharr decided that he needed to go for himself, and he needed to go and investigate. So he came to Makkah. He was unknown. Ali bin Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu, a young man in Makkah, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saw him. And he said, okay, here's a man, a foreign man. He took him home, he entertained him one day, second day, third day. But he couldn't get to the bottom of what actually this man was doing in Makkah. What brought him here? So finally he insisted that you need to tell me, why have you come to Makkah? So Abu Dharr saw him to secrecy and said, I want you to promise me that you won't divulge this information. And after securing that guarantee, he explained to Ali radiallahu anhu why he had come. And obviously he met now the right man. So Ali radiallahu anhu took him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the scholars have written that when he came to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just when he looked at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he realized he had found what he had been looking for a very long time. And when he came and met, when he just entered the home, he said, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and said, Wa alayka assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And they say that Abu Dharr was the first person who greeted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the Islamic greeting. And it became popular and it became widespread after that. So Abu Dharr accepted Islam. And he accepted Islam in the very early days of Islam. Some say he was the 34th person to accept Islam. Others say he was the 45th person to accept Islam. When he accepted Islam, he learned the basics from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he would like to announce, he would like the world to know that he had become a Muslim. He had seen the light. He had finally found what he was looking for his entire life. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned him against him. At that time, Islam was being propagated very secretly. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was making life very secret, was making da'wah very secretly. So he wanted Abu Dharr to stay, but he wanted Abu Dharr not to inform others that he had accepted Islam, just to stay and learn the basics. But Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu could not contain that flame of iman that was burning very brightly in his bosom. So Abu Dharr went into the haram, and the leaders of the Quraysh were having a session. He stood in the middle of them and he proclaimed very loudly and very boldly, "Ya ma'ashara Quraysh, hey people of the Quraysh, inni ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah." He made the proclamation of Shahada. They pounced on him. They beat him till he was almost unconscious. They hit him until he was almost dying. Abbas radiallahu an, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, intervened. And the only way he managed to get them to stop was telling them, "Listen, he comes from the Ghifar tribe, and your caravans have to pass his tribe en route to Syria to do business. You don't want to compromise your relationship with them." And in that way, he had managed to save Abu Dharr. But Abu Dharr repeatedly would go back and he would proclaim the Shahada in public and he would make it known. And after a while, after he had learnt the basics of deen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, "Now you go back to your people and you stay with your people." We will leave it there for today. Inshallah, in our next discussion, we will continue discussing the profile and the life story of this great Sahabi, Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu. From myself, Sulaiman Ravid, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.